and then file it away. That the alcoholic has to continue to take inventory every day if he expects to get well and stay well. That was my only slip. It taught me a valuable lesson. In the summer of 1938, almost a year from the time I made my original contact with Akron, the man for whom I was working and who knew about the program approached me and asked if I could do anything about one of his salesmen who was drinking very heavily. I went to the sanitarium where this chap was incarcerated and found to my surprise that he was interested. He had been wanting to do something about his drinking for a long time, but did not know how. I spent several days with him, but I did not feel adequate to pass the program on to him by myself. So I suggested that he take a trip to Akron for a couple of weeks, which he did, living with one of the AA families there. When he returned, we had practically daily meetings from that time on. A few months later, one of the men who had been in touch with the group in Akron came to Chicago to live. And then there were three of us, who continued to have informal meetings quite regularly. In the spring of 1939, the Big Book was printed, and we had two inquiries from the New York office because of a 15-minute radio talk that was made. Neither one of the two was interested for himself, one being a mother who wanted to do something for her son. I suggested to her that she should see the son's minister or doctor and that perhaps he would recommend the AA program. The doctor, a young man, immediately took fire with the idea, and while he did not convince the son, he turned over two prospects who were anxious for